Hello, and thanks for being with us here on the New Life Show, a series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Tal Mandelbaum Ben Moshe. Hello. Today, we'd like to consult Dr. Lightman and understand how to better manage our life in order to make less mistakes and reach better places. Take an example from Dr. Lightman. Yeah. So the first question I'd like to ask is, I heard you say many times that a person is erring where he is regretful and remorseful for things that he did in the past. You did something, let it be. Mister, you studied in a yeshiva and in other places. What does it say? Fools fold their hands and ruin themselves. I don't want to be a fool. I don't want to be a fool either. But on the other hand, the person says, look, I can't say next about everything. Okay, what happened, happened. And without looking at what happened, criticize it, maybe I was wrong. I'll keep on making the same mistakes tomorrow. So the question for our discussion is, how should I correctly relate to things that happened in the past? Should I look at them, criticize them? Shouldn't I? Is it folly? Is it pointless? What? Very simple. In a sentence, if you want, we'll elaborate. Everything that happened, happened because the higher force, which controls all of us completely, where there's none else besides him, that system that is controlling us, controlled us, influenced us this way, and myself as well, and there's nothing to say about the past. What happened, happened. I don't understand why things happened the way they did, but it's in the past, and therefore I have to look forward instead of backward. And the person has eyes in order to look forward, and only a fool constantly looks back in order to be smart retrospectively, to be a wise guy, so to speak. That, why didn't I do that? Why didn't I do this? I lost here, I lost there. No, nothing about the past. Because every moment that passed, right now, a moment passed since the moment I said, right now, this is how it has to be. It's predetermined that this is how it's going to happen, and I couldn't have changed anything. So your attitude says that everything's pre-written? Yes, but you can go into those things that are pre-written, into those future things, and change them from a bad way to a good way by identifying with the entire process that you have to go through. And this is specifically what the wisdom of Kabbalah teaches a person. You're saying not to look back. If I understand in simple words, you're saying what happened, happened. You can't even learn from the past. You can't. With us is sitting a psychologist, and I'm not ashamed of saying that. And therefore, looking at things, none of us learn from the past. Explain? Nothing to explain. Please, look at the world. Look at reality. Is someone learning from the past? Someone stole. Someone is a liar. Someone's a robber. Someone's evil. He learns from things from the past. Maybe it seems to us that people do. Maybe collectively. Collectively, even worse. No, I mean that collectively, as a humanity, we're not advancing towards a better future. Of course not. Because we are led as sheep to the slaughter. It's not that we determine any future form. I think that most of us, as particular people, are afraid of mistakes. But we have no choice. We're making mistakes for sure, all the time. And now we're entering such a phase in our development. We talked about it on our previous show, where we're shifting from a simple egoistic linear development where we're developing through our ego, to where we're starting to develop in a round way. Our ego developed, and is now becoming rounder and rounder. And here there are new, different forces that are operating, influencing human society in each one of us. There's something that I didn't understand yet. Our attitude towards the previous moment. If I understand correctly, you said that our attitude towards the previous moment is what happened, happened. It's not under my control. There's an upper force that's managing this entire movie. This should be my attitude towards the previous moment. Yes? Can I change the previous moment? No, it already passed. So what are you asking about? What point is there to relate to it? Yeah, but I have to take a decision now. You can't do anything now either. Each moment now is turning into the past. And the next moment it will come. It didn't come yet, so what can you do about it? If I have to make a decision right now, suppose I'm a person who's really critical about myself and I think 1,000 times before I do or say something, and you're saying that, and from your life and education and university and all you went through, what does that give you? Tell me. So first of all, I'm here to learn from you. Probably it wasn't enough for me. That's already good. Way to go. The more a person learns, the more he understands that he doesn't understand anything actually and that he has to develop. So I, as a critical person, critical towards myself, what can I do in order to get rid of the self-criticism that is bittering my life? You yourself, you can't do anything. Nothing. Neither can a country and society and humanity in general do anything, besides one thing. There is a force working on us, the force of nature. We have to make sure that this force will be balanced. It is the evil force which is operating us, which is constantly increasing our evil, the ego, in each one of us and in all of us together. We can add to this evil force the good force. That is a person's choice. If we do that, then we will be operated by two forces. Two balanced forces. In between them will advance by the so-called middle line, the golden path, let's call it. This is something that you can do, but also then I'm not deciding on my future, and certainly not the present or the past. But every moment I can decide, I can determine the quantity of the good force that is working on me and is participating, accompanying me on my path. On what level does this happen? In each one of us in particular and in all of us together. Thoughts, actions, doesn't matter. It is the force that is operating our life on all levels and in all shapes and forms. How do I add it to my life? Only pulling this force with the help of the wisdom of Kabbalah for it to be present in my life. That's the wisdom. That's it. That's what it's all about, and that's what it's meant for. And then I won't be afraid about making mistakes. There's nothing to be afraid of, nothing to be remorseful about, nothing to be afraid about in the present. Then you can be sure of the future. If you arrange your life so that every time you try to be under the influence of this good force, in addition to the evil force which you have, then you already start being grateful for the bad force, because then the bad force is in balance with the good force and you exist in between the two, because life can't be plus without a minus or a minus without a plus. What is that evil force? The evil force is our ego, where I want everything only for myself. And the good force? The good force is that I have to give, 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 and give everyone. And then if I'm balanced in between these two forces, I build myself towards my family, the environment, society, the nation, the country, all countries, the entire world. If I draw this force, it's not that I'm operating. This is important to understand. I'm not going to correct the world. It's only that through me, I open a faucet for this good force to come to the world and make the world a better place. That's it. I, myself, I'm not deciding on anything. Only to have the maximum possible good force present in this world. This is what the wisdom of Kabbalah says. I know that many people today, they want to realize themselves, they're working on their self-confidence, self-criticism, in order to allow themselves to do it. Suppose a person that has a weak ego, he's afraid of doing creative things, going out, taking chances. There are different methods today that come to strengthen the ego, to find what's my strengthness, what am I good at, say good things to myself, believe in my dreams. Do you think that these things can help a person today, or only what you're describing? They can help pharmacists sell more tranquilizers, sedatives, but that's it. Because here we're in collision with a natural phenomenon. In our second half of our development, starting with these days, our generation and on, where we can draw this good force to all of humanity. And if we don't do it, the evil force will become many times stronger than it was till now. And how will we see it in our personal life? On all levels, that's how it's going to be. It all depends on the balance between these forces. In the past, it was enough for us to advance only with the bad force, the evil force, even though that we went from a smaller ego to a bigger and bigger ego, and in between we also enjoyed it. But today we've reached a state where the force of ego is circling. It's no longer developing in terms of pulling us towards achievements, but on the contrary, it's burying us. We see it according to our generation and family life, drugs, and everything. I want to understand if I got it right. You said that I don't look at what happened in the past. What happened, happened. There's one force that's managing this whole movie. What he wanted to do, that's what he did, right? Yes. It sounds very fanatic, religious. No. Completely realistic, very realistic. There is a higher force. Tell me, please, did you decide when to be born, with which qualities, and what family, and what society, what to do? Look at your life 20 years ago. Was it you? Of course I didn't decide. Wait a moment, you even have this kind of an observation where, as if it wasn't me. It was someone who did what he did. But today, if the boss will come up to me at work and I'll tell him, look, there's a higher force, talk to him. He said, fine, in the meantime, I'm going to fire you. You talk to him. No, you're responsible for what you're doing. Ah, exactly. So you are responsible for the previous moment. Of course. But you said what happened, happened. Wait a moment. You are responsible for the extent to which the good positive force exists in your life. You're responsible for that. So this is what you have to test, not only test, but give account for it. For the previous moment, yes, how to do it correctly without being remorseful. Come to study, that's it. So I'm studying from you right now. How should I criticize correctly the previous moment so I won't say that I'm stupid, a fool, but to correctly criticize myself. What does it mean to correctly criticize myself for the previous moment? Did I draw enough reforming light? Let's talk in terms that everyone will understand. Did I draw enough good force into my life? Yes. In nature, there are two forces, good and bad. And only man, he is built out of the evil inclination, evil force. As it says, I have created the evil inclination. And a person develops only through that evil force that's constantly developing in him. And we're developing and creating things and making and doing things. It's all through the egoistic evil force where everyone wants more and more. Why? That's how it is. This force is developing and necessitating us from generation to generation, each and every moment in our personal life and in general. And now we've reached a state where we can no longer develop this way, as if all of humanity came to a boom, dead end, wall. And we don't know, we're looking around us, broken families, kids leave home, they don't want anything in life besides their mobiles and to smoke something. People that get divorced live their life as if they're better off this way. No. In short, we are destroying our life. Our ego is like a cancer that's developing and starting to eat itself up. So here we have to understand that the time has come, as the wisdom of Kabbalah says, and this is why it was not revealed in previous generations, but only now. It explains the entire process that we went through and what we have to do right now to pull the other force that exists in nature into our life, the good force, but we have to pull it ourselves to the extent to which it will be present in our life, we will feel good. And then, between the good and bad, and between these two forces, we will determine our development. So, when a day went by, and I'm looking at the day before, or a moment ago, I have to see whether I brought enough good force into my life. That's the test. Yes? How do you know if you did it? You have to learn how to measure, but you can really measure it. In the meantime, we measure it according to our attitude towards the society in which I am. Because only with the help of the right kind of society can I draw the good force. And afterwards, I start seeing the operating system. The system that it's operating our life. This operating system is called the soul. Don't get confused with it being something. It's just the system that's managing me. And then I examine and see and feel to what extent is there the good force and the bad force in my soul, in the system that's managing me. And to what extent are these two forces in balance? And if you see that you're more bad than good, draw the good. But how do you relate to the fact that a moment ago you were more bad than good? You have to have that too? So what, you're regretful about it? No, I'm not in regret, I'm in joy. What's so gladding about it? You found a minus. I found a minus that now gives me the ability to draw the plus. Because you can't draw more plus than you have minus. Because if you don't have a want, a desire, if you don't feel bad, how will you draw the good? You can't simply draw the good. So how do you cope with that bad feeling? I look at myself and I see that I didn't succeed. I have a bad feeling. What do? You bless for the bad as for the good. You're grateful for it because to the extent to which you feel the bad, you can draw the good force. But it's a bad feeling. No, it's not a bad feeling. You're disappointed with yourself. No, it's like you finally discovered what your illness is and you have an instant remedy. But aren't you to blame for it? No, not at all. Then who is? I have created the evil inclination, as it says. This is what the Creator, Elohim, which in its numerical value in Hebrew equals nature, says. So that's what I'm saying. It's like removing any responsibilities, the higher force. Besides drawing the good force, all the rest isn't me, but drawing the good force, that's up to me. But suppose you didn't do it. Then you'll feel bad. I feel bad. What do? Because you didn't draw the good force. So, suppose now I feel bad, I understand that I have to pull more good, but don't I have to feel blame for it? No, you're not to blame for anything. To blame for what? For not doing what I had to do in the previous moment. No, because if the moment went by, it means that this is how it was supposed to be from above. Wait a moment, you're saying that I'm responsible to draw the good. I look back, I didn't draw the good. And now I'm not responsible for the previous moment. So am I responsible or not? You're saying the responsibility is only on you. Responsibility is on you from this moment on. Yeah, but a moment back that wasn't me? No. Who then? The higher force. This is why I'm saying that it sounds fanatic, religious. No. I think that your observation looks very primitive. You're not even in the same attitude with science, with nature, even with modern physicists. What happened was predetermined. I see that you're as if taking a coin and turning it to the one side and then to the other side. Right. So this coin flipping, that's what I understand. It's like every moment you're saying, now you have to relate to it in a certain way. A moment went by, related the very opposite way. It's driving me crazy. I don't get it. Just this transition between how I have to relate to my life right now and how do I have to relate to the previous moment. Only that. Please, if you can explain again. Because one moment you made me responsible for everything, the next moment I'm not responsible for anything. You are responsible for the next moment. Always for the next moment. but never for the previous moment. Do you understand? It's like the experiment where a bullet, before it reaches the glass starts breaking. This confuses me. I understand it confuses you. If you can talk about without physics, I'll be better off. So what can I rely on? On life without physics, because I never understood physics. I took only the obligatory courses, but then I moved quickly to computers. So if possible, no physics. But still, the result from advanced physics is that there is no time. Time doesn't exist. And past, present, and future, it's only relative towards us, toward what we feel. Therefore, saying in advance that I decide on the next moment, on the one hand, and after the moment has passed, saying that I couldn't have done anything about the situation, the system, the moment, is possible. And it is a split in our mind, which is becoming more and more deterministic from moment to moment, and how it really happens in nature. What scientists are discovering today, and not only today, dozens of years back, from 1910 more or less, that it started revealing with Einstein and even before him. What I don't get is, how do you not regret the failures of the previous moment? I don't regret them. Why? Because if it's predetermined by nature, then I'm in complete consent with it. But till a moment ago, it was your responsibility. But if it already passed, it's not my responsibility. I don't get it. If you don't accept life this way, you can't arrange them. I'll be glad to accept them this way. I just want to understand, how does this flip-flop work? If you draw the reforming light, it will extend your knowledge a bit, your perception, understanding, and you'll know how to better arrange things. Then you'll more correctly understand what's going on around you. Because when we are starting today to discover that we are in a round reality, that everything is interconnected, that it's a small village, an integral situation, a connection between all forces on all levels, back and forth, and from all sides, then you have neither time, nor place, nor motion, nor anything. Everything starts narrowing down, like with circular vessels into the center of the circle, and not according to the axis of time like before. These are the kinds of influences that we're experiencing today. And specifically, in order to find your way around with respect to what's going on today, you have to change the way you perceive things, the system of your perception. I'll be happy to do that, so I have to come and study. So I'm here, I'm studying. Again, what's my correct attitude towards the previous moment? The previous moment, yes. No criticism towards that. What happened had to happen this way. Bala Sulam wrote a very good letter about it, I think, letter number 17. That a person who leaves home for work in the morning and comes back in the evening, it says there that when he came back home in the evening, he has to say that even were I to lay on the couch all day long watching television, I'd make the same money and succeed equally. So you're saying, great, that's what I'll do tomorrow. No, it's forbidden for you to do that tomorrow. Why? Because that's being disrespectful, disregardful towards the perfection of nature, that this is how it's happening with respect to you. You are on your previous old axis, and nature is already in a circle. So, regarding the previous moment, no criticism. This is how it had to be. Yes. What about the future moment? You're 100% responsible for the next moment. You have to go to work. You have to do everything. But actually, what you have to do is to draw the reforming light for it to determine the next moment. And in words we can understand, that you need to draw the positive force, meaning, with the help of the wisdom of Kabbalah, to know precisely how to realize nature, to draw the light of life, the positive force, into your life. So I understand that I'm 100% responsible for the next moment, and my work is to draw the positive force into my life the next moment to the maximum. Yes. Just one last thing. We defined the positive force as the force of giving, as opposed to the negative force, which is receiving, absorbing. What's wrong with receiving and absorbing? That's nature. No, there's nothing bad or good about it. So why is that positive and that's negative? No, to this day it was a positive force. How capitalism developed and so on, it was all fine. Besides one thing, that the world became round, it became integral. It became a circle where everyone's interdependent. And in this state, you can't play with your ego. You can play only with the general balancing force, so that the general ego will be balanced with the general force of giving. And therefore, you have to draw great light into this world, a positive force that will balance the negative force. And then, in between these two forces, humanity will exist in a good way. So with respect to the next moment, I'm 100% responsible to draw the positive force into my life, and I have to focus myself on giving. Yes, it's kind of repulsive. Yes, until you start discovering, you start seeing that everything that I see in the world is mine. It's my soul. That specifically to the extent to which I tie all the parts of reality together, I discover my higher world, my next world. And if Owen will do that, how will he look at himself from the side? He'll no longer be critical towards himself. Of course not. He'll live in a good and enlightened world. How will he see himself in that world? Because it all belongs to him. The more he connects the parts of the world together through love and connection, it's all his. It means that he has acquired his soul. Our time's up, Dr. Lightman. It's only up for now. Actually, everything's ahead of us. We have to think about these things. Thank you very much, Dr. Lightman. Thank you, Tal. Thanks for being with us. We're 100% responsible for the next moment, for drawing the positive force into our lives. Till next time, all the best.